Seventh parak of Sanhedrin, second Mishnah. Mitzvahs and Nisrafim. The way Bezin carried out the death penalty of burning. They put him in garbage, compost, up to his knees. And V'naisnim Suda Kosher L'toich Haraka. They put a hard material in a soft material. They would put this around his neck. They didn't want the one closer to his neck to be soft, because that could choke him easier. This is just to hold his neck in place. You have two people standing there, and each one holds the outer cloth so that should be taut and hold his neck in place. It forces him to open his mouth. You take a piece of lead and he'd heat it up. And they would throw it into his mouth. Then his burning hot piece of metal goes from his throat straight into his innards. And it basically burns out his intestines and his innards, and that kills him. He said that by holding his neck in such a fashion, he may die in the process from being choked, and they're not going to count the mitzvah of burning him. Ella placed him a spear pitzvat. They open his mouth with the prongs, shaloi l'tevoso, against his will. They force it open. And they once again heat up this bar of this piece of metal and throw it into his mouth, and it burns out his innards. Chemeres b'nei meyav. Omar Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. Ma'isav has kohen achas shezin. So there's a ma'isav, a daughter of kohen that was mezana, and the halacha is that she gets the death penalty of burning. The kifur chavilis moiris v'safur. They surround her by branches, and twigs, and they burnt it, which is a completely different way of burning. Amar lo, b'pnei shaloi bezin shaloi sushah baki. The bezin of that period did not know the halacha. So it was a bezin of stukim that did not have a Kabbalah, and therefore, literally, it says to burn it, burn the person. That's the way they did it.